Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome into the Upstate Pulse. My name is Lonzo. He is Chris Evans. It is a beautiful Saturday night. I want to first apologize to those of you who normally watch on the Facebook live feed, but Windows decided to update and is taking its time.
Oh, so yeah.
It's taking its grand old time.
Yes.
So not much I can do about that.
So we will be giving running Windows updates.
Speaking of which, what percent are we at right now?
We are at 11%.
Wow. That's a pretty good jump compared
to the furthest we've gotten so far.
Yes.
It hasn't gone backwards.
It took probably a good 10 minutes to go 1%, and now it jumped a percent in, like, I don't know, less than a minute.
Yeah, so just a minute or two.
So who knows? Maybe by hour two we'll be up and running on the Facebook Live feed. But if not, you know, the most important thing is what we're doing right now. And the most important thing is to say welcome to Saturday night. Yeah, it's been a little bit rainy today, but not bad. And
you know, we are live.
We are live.
On Saturday night.
We are live on Saturday night.
Yeah. I think it may be dangerous to put that any other way, but.
Yeah, you're probably right. So I also want to point out that Chris is going to run rings around me. Not like he doesn't normally, but I am sick. And I also want to say that, no, it's not COVID. How do I know? Well, I check my temperature. And, you know, that apparently is how you know if you have it or not. You check your temperature.
You know, I never had a temperature when I had it.
Yeah, so. But no, I have seasonal allergies. This hits me this time every year.
I was struggling with that today.
No medication, no doctor, no nothing can fix it. It just runs its course literally from the top to the bottom. And then when it's done, it's done. So I will sound like Rudolph for the entire show. And that's just how it goes. And I might be singing Misfit before
Do you remember the sound that his nose would make? That sort of whining, it almost sounded like feedback. Do you remember?
Yeah, it did sound like feedback.
How did they make that sound?
I don't know.
That's something
really about
that. I always wondered. Because, I mean, the voices of the characters, obviously some guys sitting in a booth, they're recording that.
I bet someone out there knows how they did it and can text us at 71307 and let us know.
I hope so. Because that was something that always bothered me. Not really bothered me, but that I was always curious about regarding that Christmas special, the Rudolph Saves Christmas or whatever it was called. What was it called? I should look that up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Just that simple?
I believe
I know
it
that's
was.
The name of the song.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was.
Okay.
I know the other one was Rudolph's Shiny New Year, the kid with the big old ears. I remember that. So I had concerns today. I was going to go get my oil change because I need my oil change, and my first thought is, okay, I got this going on with my nose. The way it is in a lot of places in the world, you come in with snot coming out and people may want to hurt you or something. I don't think it's like that around here. There are some people who are probably thinking that, but still, just to be on the safe side, I decided to just, you know, stay laying down and
put it off.
Yeah, and
postpone it.
Watch football and play some video games, that sort of thing. On today's show, Rolling Stone has put out their top 500 albums again. They redid it. Last time it was controversial, even more so this time. No, we're not going to go through all 500. But I did print out the top 25 to go through.
I'm sorry, Alonzo. Before we get to that,
yes,
I need to let you know we're 12%.
All right. Man, we are blazing now. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, the top 25 of those and how they the criteria that they use to get to said top 25. We also are going to talk video games. Big acquisition in the world of video games. Some of my favorite games of all time are affected. And I want to tell you a little bit about mods, because I did something to now I can compare the same game on two different systems and which mods are best, and I can actually say which system you need to play this game on, even though it's an older game. And I was curious about that. Also, what do eyebrows? You know, eyebrows?
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 I've never seen an eyebrow.
Yeah, I have.
That sounds dangerous.
It's a painful eye roll is what it is. It's absolutely a painful eye
roll. I was wondering if that was some sort of fight just conducted through eye contact.
Ooh, yeah, it could be that too. We have that on occasion. It's a lot of fun. Nerd Roundtable, we've got some sports to talk about, as well as a passing from the world of wrestling. I got to talk about this a little bit earlier in the week, but I want to expound on it now.
Texter to 71307 says, "Hey guys, shout out to King Flaccid. Will we discuss Clash of Champions?"
Yes, it is on the docket to be discussed. We'll see.
Stay tuned.
We'll see if we get to it or not. We'll try.
Yeah, always do.
I need an update.
We are. Wait. Oh my goodness. 14%.
Wow. All right, let us get to this thing from Rolling Stone. All right, so it was trending quite a bit during the week, and here's how they came about it. Voters were asked to submit ranked ballots listing their 50 favorite albums of all time. Votes were tabulated, with the highest ranked album on each list receiving 300 points, the second highest 290 points, and so on down to 44 points for number 50, more than 3,000 albums received at least one vote.
These are albums from any time or?
Yeah.
All time?
Of all time, yeah. So, and they got a ton of record industry people, but they also have people from bands. You got Adam Clayton from U2, at least that's what it says. Jimmy Cliff, I know who Jimmy Cliff is. Alice Cooper. Cool and Dre. Let's see who else is on there. Alanis Morissette, Beyonce. So these are a lot of more modern
prominent musicians.
Yeah, yeah. So Billie Eilish. Yeah, like she would know anything. let's see. I'm just looking at Her. Did it? H-E-R. I don't know if you know about that.
I do.
About Her. Yeah. So people from Maelstrom. Steve Perry. I mean, you know. Wonder what Steve Perry's.
Steve Perry. Whoa, big jump.
Yes.
Big jump. A Windows update. We are now at 19%. 19 from 14 to 19 in just a few seconds.
So, and Lars Ulrich.
Lars,
you know.
Yeah, because we need to hear from him.
Yeah, he's very, very vocal when it comes to stuff. And you see guys like that, and you wonder how varied their album choices are going to be, because you believe someone in a genre is only going to pick stuff from said genre.
Yeah, I could see that. Although I have also been impressed and intrigued by the influences that I have heard people of my favorite bands mention.
Yeah.
You know, the bands that they listened to growing up, and not necessarily that they wanted to emulate, but made them want to play music. And that's always really interesting. Because it's not necessarily who you'd expect.
All right, so we're going to go through the top 25. Starting at 25, Carole King's Tapestry. I don't know if... I know Chris,
Chris I know
is
who
a
Carole
very
King is.
Eclectic taste as far as music goes. He goes in a direction that I don't... I believe I know I go back further than him just because I'm older, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he hasn't listened to this stuff. I do know that Russ Castle really enjoyed the Carole King.
I know who Carole King is. I would probably be familiar with a couple of her songs. I do not recognize this particular album.
All right. I will tell you a couple of the songs. It's Too Late. You know, It's Too Late, Baby. And I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet. You just say those two right there, and you know that it's a good album. But are you surprised that it's as high as 25 in the top 500?
Maybe. I mean, I could see it being in the top 100 of the 500. I'd want to hear, you know what? Actually, I'd be more interested to hear what the 50 through 26 are that it beat out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what number 26 is that one is just one better.
What is your favorite album? Text line 71307. Number 24 is the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper Lonely Heart Club Band, which had a ton of
hits. It's a good one. Well, yeah, it had a ton of hits, and it was just iconic. I will admit.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yes, I will.
A little Help from My Friends, A Day in the Life. I mean, so many things.
I will admit to not knowing nearly as much as I probably ought to about the Beatles, but if memory serves, this is going to be kind of in their heyday. You know, it's like their, I don't know that it's their peak album.
I think it was kind of an experimental album. It was a theme album.
Yeah, I could see that too.
They went with a theme. And, yes. And I'm one of the few people who actually enjoyed the Bee Gees version of it because they did a movie with Peter Frampton.
Gotcha.
And it had Steve Martin in it and what's his name?
Let me put it this way.
The old dude.
I would be surprised if some Beatles album weren't in the top 25.
Good point. I would be surprised if multiple Beatles albums
were in the top 25. I mean, I could see multiple, but if there weren't at least one, I would be shocked.
All right.
Elvis, too.
You're going to be shocked. All right. Okay. So at least if memory serves. All right. The next one at number 23 is the Velvet Underground.
And again,
I know
of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I know I've heard the name before. I'm having trouble placing any of their songs.
Same here. They were a punk band, according to what it says. And I probably have heard them before.
Yeah.
Because if the
I feel like I have.
Name rings a bell, chances are you've heard some of their music. All right, number 22, the Notorious B.I.G.
Yes.
Ready Biggie. To Die. And I'm sure that I've heard, most of the title names I can't mention on the air. So, yeah. Have you owned any of these albums so far?
No, not that I can think of, no.
I do have a lot of Sgt. Pepper on my Spotify list. All right, so and nowadays that's the equivalent.
I have only just recently gotten into the Beatles, and by recently I mean, well, I'll admit, basically when Beatles Rock Band came out,
yes.
that's when I really started to discover the Beatles. I'd never really been a Beatles fan prior to that, although I know enough about them now to say that my favorite Beatles song is "Here Comes the Sun."
And see, my favorite is Eleanor Rigby, and you know I really love a lot of the Beatles stuff, but. So neither one of us are picking something that's their most popular thing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. Number 21, Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
I could see that. I mean, it kind of is a classic album, regardless of what you think about Springsteen's politics.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic album.
All right. And here's a surprise to me at number 20, and then we're going to take a break. Radiohead, Kid A.
I can see it. Radiohead is kind of one of those bands that flew under the radar, almost has a cult following.
And the fact that they keep getting nominated
but they
for,
have some
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
incredible music and incredible albums. They really, and I don't think I know as much about that particular album as some of their others, but I can absolutely see Radiohead being on this list.
All right, we're going to continue with the list and talk about a ton of other things. Before we do, as we go to break, Chris, we need an update.
We have an update, 20%.
Wow.
An even 20, one-fifth of the way to updating the Windows update.
Again, apologies, no Facebook Live right now because my computer decided to update Windows 10.
Texter says, Flacido Domingo only likes good music.
And what good music would that be?
Ah,
I'm curious.
You will have to wait and find out.
All right. You're listening to Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back into the Upstate Pulse, Lonzo and Chris, live this Saturday from the Palatial Intercom Estates, which have been quite empty for 6 months.
Yes.
Probably not 6 months, but 4 months, 5 months, something. It's
6 months.
Yeah.
6 months. Yeah. No, you're not wrong. We covered another 2% during the break.
All right.
So we are now at 22% on the Windows update.
So I am just guessing, and this is just an estimate.
At this pace,
probably not
going to have a Facebook feed tonight.
But
sorry,
hey,
these things happen.
But we are going to effort, and we're going to try it, and I'm going to promise in the future to try to at least turn the computer on Friday.
Texter asked the question, have you seen the movie Yesterday? I loved it, and I'm not really a Beatles fan. Clever premise, quirky, but not silly. I did not see the movie. I wanted to because I saw a trailer, and I can tell you that the premise, which does sound really clever and I was hoping was well executed in the film, is that this guy, this sort of struggling musician, like wannabe star, you know, kind of basically is just a guy with a guitar. I think he's a busker or he, you know, plays bars and stuff like that, but he doesn't really have a music career ahead of him, wakes up one day and finds out that he is the only person who ever knew the Beatles existed. And so he starts publishing their music as his own and play because he knows a bunch of the songs, you know, having heard them. But he basically wakes up in a universe where the Beatles were never a band. And so he starts releasing their songs as his own and becomes wildly popular. And it sounded like a clever premise. I was curious to see how that
story played out. I saw the trailer too, and I thought it looked pretty good.
Texter says, guys, what is the criteria for the top 500 albums? Who votes? That's a good question. Lonzo went over this, but I think it bears repeating probably. More than 300 artists, journalists, and industry figures, everyone from Beyonce to Taylor Swift to members of U2, helped determine the all-new list. So this apparently is something that Rolling Stone has done before, and now they're kind of updating the list.
I think
the
first time they did it was in 2013, yeah, maybe. I believe.
Voters were asked to submit ranked ballots listing their favorite 50 albums of all time. Votes were tabulated, with the highest ranked album on each list receiving 300 points, the second highest 290 points, and so on down to 44 points for number 50. More than 3,000 albums received at least one vote. I'm not sure why they did the scoring the way that they did. It seems rather arbitrary to me. I am hoping that there was some sort of method behind that, but they don't go into it here. But I will say
I think it's so the higher votes have more points, so it's guaranteed.
Well, yeah, but I don't know why you couldn't just go. I don't know why you couldn't just go like 50-1, like 50 points for number one and 1 point for number 50.
Because the number ones really need to be number one.
Well, maybe they do. I guess I don't know. But like I said, it just seems. But what really struck me is how many different people from different eras, different genres of music, they got to do this. I mean, Lonzo read off a few of them. Some other names jumped out at me. Guys from the Flaming Lips, from the Police, Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn, a bunch of different DJs on here. Ani DeFranco. Buffalo Springfield. I mean, there were tons of people. Judas Priest, ZZ Top, Grateful Dead. There are tons of people that they got, both old and young. Carly Rae Jepsen, Wynonna Judd. So it looks like they tried to run the gamut and get as wide an opinion. Now, the texter goes on to say, I like the Damn Yankees first album, and any Van Halen album with Sammy Hagar, I'd be shocked if Damn Yankees made the list. Well, we're not going through all 500,
yeah.
So maybe we missed it, but But we're continuing with the top 20 now, I think, at this point.
I also would be shocked if they made the list, but I guarantee you Van Halen's on there somewhere.
And that's Lonzo pointed out during the break, which you wouldn't have heard because our Facebook isn't working. We're still at 22%, Lonzo. But he pointed out that this is kind of what lists do. They generate controversy. They you know, people disagree that, who was it? Carole King.
Yes.
Should be at number 25. They think she should be at number 47 or 256 or whatever it is, you know? So this is, that's kind of the point of lists.
All right. I don't want to spend the entire show on this.
That's fine.
So, we're going to skim through some of these. Well, just usually when I say that, we do.
Yeah.
So I just at least want to point out that I don't want to.
Well, it's been a while since we've done a music show.
Actually, you're absolutely right, which is why when I saw this earlier in the week, I want to do it. All right, the next one is Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. I've never heard the album To Pimp a Butterfly, but I really enjoy saying To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yes.
Because
it's
a clever name, I guess.
If somebody said, hey, here's this album called To Pimp a Butterfly, you would probably go, that sounds like a Kendrick Lamar album.
Yeah, yeah. I have no idea who Kendrick Lamar is. I've heard of Kendrick Lamar,
okay,
and I probably have heard some of the songs, some of his songs. I'm guessing it's a person and not a band.
Yes.
But yeah. All right, going on.
Contemporary R&B. Yes. Might stray into the rare area of rap.
Number 18, Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited. So the fact that Bob Dylan is on this list, not a surprise.
No.
I'm scanning through and I don't see any songs that I recognize. All right, number 17, Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Which I remember hearing about as an album, like the title of the album, and hearing a lot of acclaim for it. I've never heard the album myself, but... that one jumps out at me as an album that I have heard of before just because so many people liked it. So not a surprise to see it on the list.
All right, number 16, The Clash, London Calling.
Ooh, Clash.
Which had some good songs.
Oh, yeah.
Including London Calling. Yeah. So, all right, number 15, Public Enemy, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
Again, kind of old school rap, I believe.
Yes, it is.
And
I do know Public Enemy.
I can see them being considered kind of pioneers of the genre.
Yeah, especially a certain type of rap.
Yes,
that
yes.
leaned more towards politics,
like gangsta rap, and
raunchiness, that kind of stuff. Yeah, they put them in the vein of you know, N.W.A. and some pioneering rap bands like that. Number 14, The Rolling Stones, Exile on Main Street. Not surprised The Rolling Stones showed up.
On a Rolling 25. Stone list?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
I don't know. I've never really been a big Rolling Stones fan.
Neither. And I know that we had somewhat of a discussion. I believe you were in there. You may not have been there. And I think Rob Brown wanted to fight. Which is it's
Rob not Brown always wants to fight.
Yeah, but he really wanted to fight about that. Because I said that I really didn't think that Rolling Stones were that good. They had a couple good songs, but the guitar doesn't sound right to me. There's just some things about them that I think is overrated.
Yeah, no, I agree. It was just their sound never really caught me as being something that I wanted to get into.
All right,
I don't think they were bad though.
No,
and
no,
clearly
me either.
Immensely
obviously.
Popular. Yeah.
Number 13, Aretha Franklin, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You.
Oh, man, the queen.
Yes. The one song I see on there is Change is Gonna Come. And number 12, I'm surprised this is as high as it is, because I would think this would be lower, is Michael Jackson's Thriller.
You know, really?
For a while.
Thriller was an incredible album.
As far as sales goes, for a while, Thriller was the bestseller of all time. I believe it's been surpassed.
I think so. Although I tend not to count compilation albums, and I think whoever counts the sales for those kinds of things does, just because it seems like it's cheap. You know, it's a cheap win. Like, actually release an album, and Thriller was an album, and I am not surprised to see it that high. There were so many hits off of that album.
All right, number 11, the Beatles show up again with the band with the album Revolver, and surprisingly, because we were just talking about this earlier, it's the album that Eleanor Rigby was on, and also Taxman. So, all right, number 10, Lauryn Hill, the Miseducation of Lauryn
Hill. Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I remember that album coming out in the 90s, I believe, and it was a big deal. I remember it being a really big deal.
See, you and I are fairly old. I'm older than you, and, yes. And I'm saying for this reason, I don't believe I've owned any of these albums. Have you owned any of these albums so far?
A texter says, Flacido Domingo's favorite album is Shark Sandwich by Spinal Tap.
Okay.
I guess now we know.
Now we know, and I'm not surprised. Love the Spinal Tap, by the way. All right, number 9, Bob Dylan shows up again with Blood on the Tracks from 1975. Number 8, finally an album that I owned, and I'm guessing Chris probably owned too, Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain.
Did not own it, but not surprised to see it here. I mean, Prince is you think
Are you surprised Purple Rain is higher on this list than Thriller is?
Maybe. Depending upon how the votes came down, I could see either one. I could see them being neck and neck, which is basically what you have. What is Prince, number 8, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, and Thriller was 12. I mean, that in out of 500, that's basically neck and neck.
It is, you're right.
That's I do not begrudge either of them being ranked where they are.
Number 7, also an album that I have owned and I believe I still own, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors.
Oh yeah. Rumors, gosh. Yeah.
Go Your Own Way, Dreams.
Yes, an amazingly
Don't Stop,
iconic
the
album.
The Chain, You Make Love and Fun. I mean, just all those songs on that one album. Number 6, I guarantee you an album that Chris does own, that would be Nirvana's Nevermind.
Wow, I kind of am surprised to see that one this high on the list. I would have hoped that it would be somewhere in the top 50, maybe top 100, but I'm surprised to see it in the top 10. And yes, you're absolutely right. That's one of the first albums I ever owned, and it is, I revisited, we talked about Nirvana, I don't know, it was a couple months ago now on the show, and that got me back into listening to Nirvana, and I went back and listened to that album. I was like, man, I remember why I like this album so much. It's an incredible album.
All right, number 5. So we're in our top 5. The Beatles show up again.
Okay. Wow.
Not a surprise. Not really a surprise.
Except for the one reason
why I would say it's a surprise is because looking at the list of the people who voted and so many younger artists on there. So the Beatles were still influential enough on those guys to
I can see that. Also, if you were going to come up with a list of greatest rock bands of all time, I'm not saying they would have to be, but I don't know how you don't put the Beatles at least near the top of the list, if not on it.
All right, and it's the Beatles' Abbey Road, which had a ton of hits like Oh Darling, I Want You, and a bunch of stuff like that. All right, number 4, Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life. Did not have it, but I love Stevie Wonder. And
That's impressive. That's a good get. Number 3, you said?
No, that was 4.
Number 4, okay.
Yeah, number 3 I don't get, but that's fine. People of a certain political genre probably will, and that none of them are listening to us right now. that would be Joni Mitchell, Blue.
Wow, yeah, I mean, I know who Joni Mitchell is. I just never would have expected that.
Wow. Should I noob you on that?
I might have earned it. Especially because I had a notification go off before the show, and I picked up my phone to turn it off to make it silent, and apparently got busy reading whatever the notification was about, and thank you. Thank you, Zach.
You are welcome.
Good to hear from you again.
All right, 2 more, and then we need to take a break. Number 2, The Beach Boys, Pet Sounds.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm glad to see Beach Boys
but
on
I'm,
this
I'm
list.
I'm surprised it's so well, high. Because I would not have put the Beach Boys ahead of the Beatles. And that's a great album, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a fantastic album. And I got to say, Beach Boys is something that I grew up on. When I was young, I remember my dad listening to the Beach Boys. In fact, I remember distinctly, I don't think it was Pet Sounds, but I distinctly remember a Beach Boys tape a Phil Collins tape and a Billy Joel tape. And I mean cassette tapes that we would listen to
over and over. Because I had a ton of.
But it's ancient at this point. It's ancient.
It is. I still have a ton of cassette tapes.
No, I understand you're also old. You just admitted.
Yes, I am. Well, I already knew that. I mean, we all knew that. I just turned 52. Man, I'm ancient.
I'm glad to see the Beach Boys on the list.
Yeah, me too. All right, so number one is...
Here we go. Drum roll.
Yeah.
Greatest album of all time, according to Rolling Stone and the 3,000 or so industry people who voted on it.
Marvin Gaye's What's Going On.
Not a bad choice.
All right, so, I mean, it's something you can't get mad at Marvin Gaye.
No, yeah.
Even if you think, well, this should be number one.
Even if you would have picked a different one, you can't get mad at Marvin Gaye.
You absolutely cannot get mad.
The list.
Yeah, so.
You know what? That's a good choice. I don't have a problem with that.
I think people were more upset that, you know, some of their favorite things weren't up
you
in there.
You always are. You want your favorites to be higher. Damn Yankees. I mean, we had a texter complaining about it. I would like to go through. In fact, I found the list online and I was kind of looking through it and I was impressed to see some of the stuff that made it. It wouldn't surprise me if there's a Damn Yankees list somewhere in the top 500. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
But the question really seems to be how influential they were on all of the people that voted.
All right, you listen to the Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Upstate Pulse. I could talk like this.
You know what?
Yeah.
Wow. A couple of things. First of all, during the break, I was looking at this list, mostly for the texter who wanted to see if Damn Yankees was on the list. I was curious myself to see if anybody showed up. But I was also curious about what was ranked on the rest of the list. And like Alonzo said, we're not going to go through it, but I was interested to see some things. It's a really impressive list, I got to say. I don't agree with it necessarily. You know, some things I think should be higher. Some things I think should be lower. I am also pleased to report. When we were going to break, and we didn't mention it, when we were going to break, you were sitting at 25% on the Windows Update. I just looked over as we were coming back from break. The music was still playing. I looked over, and I saw 60% on there. And I was like, wow, in the space of a break, we apparently accomplished a lot. And by we, I mean Windows did. And now I'm looking at it and it says 57%. So it actually
went backwards.
Has gone backwards.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
But that's a first. I don't think I've ever seen Windows do that on an update.
Well, I got to see something I've never seen last week in the other studio. We have to record our podcasts, and most of us do it on Cool Edit. Chris does it on Adobe. But anyway, so I saw the recording go forward. While it was recording, go backwards, go forwards, go backwards. And I have a witness who also saw it do it. I've never seen it do that before. And it's just like everything that's happening right now.
My guess is that it was either dropping samples or just not updating the screen.
Yeah, it's the computer. But okay. But still, in the end, in 2020, when you see things, are you really shocked anymore? I mean, it's kind of a joke, a tagline, whatever. Yeah, well, it's 2020. I'm not really surprised by anything anymore. By the way, South Carolina Gamecocks just went up on number 16 Tennessee. Like I said, not really shocked by anything anymore, even though I picked them to win on another.
Now,
station.
I will say I haven't found Damn Yankees on here yet, but I did just find some Leonard Skinnerd.
There you go. You knew they'd have to be on there maybe a couple times. All right, let's talk about Disney postponing some movies. Now, we knew this was going to happen. A lot of movies are being pushed back, to being pushed back even further. And Chris is the only person I know who's actually been to the theater. We talked about this a couple weeks ago when he went to see Tenet. And Tenet right now is pretty much the only movie that's come out in theaters.
Yeah, just about. I think there were posters up like you would expect to see, you know, for upcoming films and things like that. But I'm certain that I looked at the marquee and saw other movies on it, but nothing really jumped out at me. I want to say, what was it? New Mutants, I think, was out at the same time.
Yeah, but it was not good.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
And I knew it wasn't good. Now, I would have went to see it in the theater if it wasn't for COVID. It would have been out before any of the major blockbusters. It would have been like a February release or something. But I'll just wait and watch it eventually when it comes on demand, which it might be by now. All right, a couple of things being postponed by Disney. Death on the Nile is being pushed back from November 23rd to December, which is still within this year. So a couple of these are just being...
That's weird. I don't know what the point of pushing it back a month is. I will say that was one of the trailers that played prior to Tenet and looked pretty good.
Did it?
Yeah. I mean, it looked... insofar as...
Who was in it?
A bunch of people. Like a lot of recognizable people. Kenneth Branagh as Hercule Poirot.
Okay.
Who is, gosh, I love Kenneth Branagh. He's just a fantastic actor. A bunch of other people. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I could look it up and run down the list and you would recognize a lot of names.
Well, Black Widow, which would have been the movie that I would actually probably go to the theater to see, has been pushed back from November into...
That's going into 2021.
Into 2021 to May.
And I think it's probably worth pointing out, as we've done a few times on the show already, Disney seems to be experimenting with this. Like they went ahead and released Mulan on Disney Plus.
And I'm guessing it didn't do so well, and that's the reason why they're pushing these back. And again, it's speculation. It seems,
well, and we thought, or at least I thought, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Lonzo, but... We thought that this was an experiment to see how a release like that would do on their streaming service, even if they charged for it. And I guess hoping to recoup some of the money that they would have lost at the box office. I speculated, and I think I've probably been proven right. I haven't looked at any numbers yet, but I'm guessing that this is the way that it went, that they did not make as much as they were expecting to. Especially when you announce that it's going to be, you know, going onto the regular service in 3 months anyway.
Yeah, and some of these movies are being pushed back an entire year. So they don't see anything happening good anytime soon. The only one I see being moved up, unless it's a typo, The Kingsman, is being moved from 2/12/21 or 2/26/21 to 2/12/21. So while all the other ones are being moved the other way, they moved it back. A week. To make room for other stuff that's moving from this year to next year, I guess. So it's theaters are not going to survive. You know, and I we keep saying that, and I hate saying that, but I just don't see how it's feasible that they survive this.
Again, I think their path forward is narrow. They've got to do a lot of things right. And so far, it doesn't seem like they are. They're certainly not. This whole thing is a risk, but you're going to have to take a risk to provide, as I've said, provide an experience that people can't get at home. Give them a reason to come back to the theaters. Give them a reason to brave their fears regarding the pandemic. Give them a reason to get out of their house, which is already pretty nice as far as viewing pleasure goes, and go to the theaters. And it's just not happening yet. It seems like they're trying to go back to the old way, and that, I think, is what we can't go back to.
Agreed. You talked about narrow. Let's talk about eyebrows. Because okay. You know, some people have narrow eyebrows. Some
not
people
eyebrows.
have bold eyebrows. They say the eyes are the windows to the soul, but turns out we might want to pay more attention to someone's eyebrows. A pair of Canadian and American researchers have come up with a way to spot narcissists. And it won them an IG Nobel Prize. In psychology.
An Ig Nobel Prize.
Ig Nobel. Okay.
It's like the Razzies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. It's just the way it's spelled.
Yes, I know.
It's separate. And so I thought
I think that is, it's a parody prize.
Okay.
That is given to people.
I've never heard of that before.
For doing bad things instead of good things.
All right. CTV News reports Miranda Giacomin and Nicholas Rule ask participants to rate various faces to see if they could ID narcissists. They discovered that pronounced eyebrows were more associated with narcissistic people. Awarded since 1991, the Ig Nobel's acknowledge work that makes you laugh then think. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. So when you see someone with pronounced eyebrows, what do you think about them?
I will say that my first inclination is not to assume that they're a narcissist, but it would be.
I usually think that guy's evil, girl's evil.
I can see that.
There are evil eyebrows. There just are.
Yeah. Like the goatee, you know, the alternate universe Star Trek people. Yes. That
especially the black pointy goatee.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. This reminds me of a conversation I had not too long ago with a friend of mine who pointed out, and this is something that apparently people have observed, but I was unaware of it, that there are certain characteristics that go along with traits. And he used the example of dogs' ears being floppy, that domesticated dogs have ears that hang down rather than stick up, most breeds.
Unless it's like a German Shepherd.
And that this is
something
that happens, well, again, most breeds, this is something that happens to dogs when they become domesticated, is that their ears become floppy. And as the breeds are, you know, bred over time, as they are selected, artificially selected over time, as opposed to dogs that live in the wild whose ears all point up, foxes and wolves and things like that all have pointy ears. And that it's something that evidently it's not necessarily because they are domesticated, but it just goes along with it. And I wonder if this is the same thing. If somebody has narcissistic tendencies, that just one of the things that comes along with it are pronounced eyebrows. It's a fascinating theory. I don't know.
All right. Without naming names, and they may not be in the building now, is there anyone who works here that you would consider narcissistic? I mean, because it's radio.
Yes.
Even if it were me, I would be okay with that.
That's fine. And I tend not to assume that kind of thing about people, unless there is overwhelming evidence. You know, it seems like such an attack, especially. Again, we don't really talk politics on the show, but
I'm just saying,
the past decade or so of politics, that word has been thrown around a lot, especially in regards to the commander in chief in both administrations. It's something that I think is probably, I feel like that's more of a psychological psychological diagnosis. I do recognize that in the radio industry, it is not uncommon for people to have egos, rather inflated egos. No, and this is, and that I think is something that might almost be necessary for a good, especially talk host, whether it's news talk or political talk or sports talk or something like that. You've got to be able to believe that you can do it to be able to pull off a show.
Yeah, I don't think you need to as much in music radio. And I'm not saying that that's that much easier, but it is easier because you don't have to talk as much for as long as we do in this genre. And we've worked with some people who really could be put in it. But what's the difference between ego and narcissism?
Well, and that's the thing, is I think there is a distinction, and that probably a big ego, an inflated ego, is going to go along with narcissist, but I don't know that it's necessarily an implication of narcissism. Do you know what I mean? Like a narcissist is going to have an inflated ego, but somebody who has an inflated ego is not necessarily a narcissist.
I get you. I get you. All right, we got time enough for one more thing.
If I made that distinction as well as I probably could
if
have.
If you agree or disagree, hey, it went through the snot that's in my head right
Fair
now.
Fair enough. So
text line 713070. I'll throw this in real quick. Kraft has come out with pumpkin spice macaroni and cheese.
It seems like it was only a matter of time.
Yeah. I what is the deal with the pumpkin spice craze?
It is just insanely popular.
And
Tara was talking about this the other day.
Do guys like pumpkin spice?
I would not be surprised if we could find a cadre of guys that like pumpkin spice. Maybe even more guys than will admit it.
Are they macho guys that like it? I'm not implying that you'd have to be less than macho. Maybe
I will say that I like the spices that are in pumpkin spice. They're tasty. They're good seasonings. In fact, I even have a bottle of it's just labeled pumpkin spice, but it's like spices that you would use for cooking, cumin or pepper or ginger or, you know, thyme or whatever. It's just another jar like that, but it just says pumpkin spice on it. And it's a blend of spices that apparently you would put into pumpkin pie or something. And it's very tasty. In fact, I used to make pumpkin spice pancakes by just making regular pancakes and putting pumpkin spice
Sounds
in it.
Sounds good, but
they were actually really good.
You pointed out a couple of things that are actually in a song, and I wonder if Simon and Garfunkel is on that list.
Could be. You never know.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? I'm not going to sing it because I'm snotty right now. All right. You can listen to the Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD. Nerd Hour coming up. We're talking video games. We're talking Roundtable, and we're talking wrestling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.